And I guess there have been a bunch of trials, clinical research trials now, that have compared tamoxifen to an aromatase inhibitor in different kinds of sequences, the way you've just described. And really, this all began, I guess, December 2001. So it's been really only a little bit more than 4 years that these trials have come out. And yet there have been thousands and thousands of patients in these studies.
Well, that's correct. And part of that is because in the first generation studies, we really used the aromatase inhibitors comparison with tamoxifen in metastatic disease, in women who'd had recurrent breast cancer. And in those studies, the results were fairly consistent that the aromatase inhibitors were slightly better than tamoxifen, and that the toxicity profiles associated with the aromatase inhibitors also appeared to be favorable in comparison with tamoxifen. So the consistency of that result really led to the almost simultaneous initiation of a number of trials looking at the aromatase inhibitors in comparison with tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting. And they're very, very large trials, some of the largest trials that have ever been performed in a treatment setting. And we fortunately have maturing results from those studies. And one of the lessons that we've learned from those studies, which is quite unusual in breast cancer actually, is that all of those trials are showing us the same signal. And all of those trials are showing us that the women who receive an aromatase inhibitor as part of their treatment, if they're postmenopausal and F hormone receptor positive breast cancer, on average do better than the women who are treated with tamoxifen alone.
And I guess that first study that was reported in December 2001 was the ATAC trial. Can you talk about that study? Because that was really the first trial to report, and you know, from a historical perspective, really, I think, changed the way we look at endocrine therapy.
Oh, it definitely did. Well, the ATAC trial was a trial done in postmenopausal women with invasive breast cancer, and they received the local treatment to their breasts, so mastectomy, lumpectomy, radiation therapy, whatever local therapy they and their physician felt was appropriate. They could be given chemotherapy or not, depending upon the patient and their treating physician's preference. And then following that, they were then randomized to one of three groups: a group that got tamoxifen as the control group, a group that got anastrozole only, and a group that got the combination of the two. What they found was that the combination of the two agents together, the tamoxifen and Arimidex or anastrozole, was not better than tamoxifen alone. That was, to many people, I think, a surprising result. But it was observed that the women who were treated with anastrozole alone did better than the women that were treated with tamoxifen alone in terms of a reduction in their likelihood of recurrence of disease. The absolute risk reduction at 5 years was in the ballpark of about 3%. So they were not enormous risk reductions in an absolute sense, but it did look like the women given the anastrozole did truly do better than the women who were given tamoxifen.